Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 23 through 27. Jesus said, "Therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go." Forgive like God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is hard. Have you ever said that? You might complain how hard an assignment is for class, how hard your chores are at home, or how hard practice was. You might complain how hard it is to clean up your room or do yard work. Even for adults, there are hard jobs, hard assignments, hard conversations, and hard decisions. Did you know that forgiveness can be hard, too? While it is easy to say the words, "I forgive you," to someone who wrongs you, it may be hard to actually forgive them. They may have hurt or offended you. They may have been mean or unkind. You remember very easily what they did, said, or failed to do. That memory is crystal clear in your mind, and you may not want to let go of what they have done. Forgiveness can be very hard. Jesus tells a story of a wealthy king who was settling debts with his servants. Each of them owed a certain amount of money to the king. One servant that came forward owed an impossibly huge amount of money. There was no possible way that he could pay off that debt to the king. But Jesus tells us, the servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. Why would he do that? The king was merciful. He cared very much for that servant. Sadly, after being forgiven, that servant forgot about the mercy he received. A fellow servant owed him money. Rather than forgive as he was forgiven, that unmerciful servant had his fellow servant thrown in jail for not paying back the debt. When the king heard about it, he punished the unmerciful servant for being so cruel. Forgiveness is hard, but God wants me to remember His forgiveness and forgive like Him. The fact is, God is all-knowing. He knows everything we think, say, or do. He knows how we disobey Him and fail to do what He wants. Yet even then, God still forgives us through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, God forgives all our sins because Jesus suffered the consequences for all of them on the cross. Because God forgave me, I can forgive. Forgiven through Christ, I can do more than just say, "I forgive you." I can actually forgive the person who wrongs me. We pray. Lord, you are a God who forgives, even though I do not deserve it. Be merciful to me. Help me to forgive the person who has wronged me, as you graciously forgive me. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.